Hey, good morning. It is 6 o'clock right now, and this is your host, Kadesh, and you are waking up with trauma. So, guys, you know we're going to tackle a whole bunch of subjects here. You know we're going to keep it tight. I'm going to play some music so y'all can get up and wash your face and get those eye boogers out of your eye. It's going to be a long ride to 12 noon. Again, this is your host, Kadesh, and you're listening to The Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected. You guys keep it tight, and we will be right back.
The Plug.
You can use that as your intro if you want. Hey, this is AT. I just wanted to say thank you very much for favoriting my station. It is much appreciated. I hope you're getting some enjoyment from what you're listening to. I hope you're having a fantastic day today, doing some awesome stuff. I'm fixing to go check out your station, see what's going on over there. But many thanks. It's much appreciated.
Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac. Oh my God. Oh, there it is.
Plug Radio LA. Blah, 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 blah. Plug Radio LA. Get plugged. Get plugged. Get plugged. Plug. And stay connected.
Stay connected.
We're back. We're touching down right here in the morning. Went ahead and washed your face. I hope so, because now we have the topic for right now. Not really a topic, a little news here. Yesterday, around 5:30 p.m., we have a sightseeing helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon. There were 7 people in the crash. We have 1 pilot and 6 passengers. The pilot is severely injured, and 3 passengers have died. It's rumored that 2 of the ladies that were on the helicopter after it crashed, they got out and they broke on foot, pretty much just start running, just ran away from the helicopter in seek of help, maybe, or knowing something that everybody else didn't know, possibly. The helicopter exploded right now. There's definitely the fire department out there is trying to help the people out. The issue is that there is so many rocks and rugged terrain that it's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to kind of get to them and get them out of there. But they were saying that the cause of the crash is pilot related, and they haven't released any information as into what exactly took place. But this definitely should be one of those things that we should probably keep an eye out for. You get to really thinking, a pilot error. What kind of pilot error could this be? So, you know, definitely, you guys, when you go out and you go sightseeing or you go anywhere that you're not familiar with, you kind of want to make sure that, you know, everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. They have a, you know, or anytime you hire anybody, because, you know, these tour guides, they're just like you. You know what I'm saying? So they're people, you know. Some of them, you know, like to get a little sippy sip on, you know. Some of them like to get a little smoky smoke going, you know, and they're trying to show you something. Try to take you out on a tour. You better tell them people, I want to tour with you. You know, not laughing at the situation, but making light of it. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, you stay prayed up. You can feel certain stuff. I swear. It's like an X-Men ability. But you guys, hey, stay in your seats. Keep your ears wide open. You are listening to The Plug Radio LA. This is your host, again, Kadesh, and you are waking up with drama. But you knew that, though. All right, you guys, stay tight. We're going to be right back after these messages. Let's listen to some music. What y'all want to listen to? Hey, how about this?
Real people. Real people. Real story. Real stories. Plug Radio on LA. LA on YouTube. Tube. You.
Hey, you're waking up with drama. And speaking of drama, here, we got a story here of our good old friend, Donald Trump. Got to go ahead and go on CNN.com, and I got to actually see that the CNN is saying that Donald Trump may be the most anti-woman U.S. president that we've ever had. What do you mean? So they pointed out that allegedly one of his old-time buddies, Rob Porter, had allegedly been accused for beating his wife. Not just one wife, but his ex-wife too, putting his hands on him. And we have Mr. Donald Trump here, who believes that most of the time it's the man that is the victim of the crime. Usually a woman would push a man to the brink of him acting crazy, or in Donald Trump's case, would hear his friend Rob Porter is the fact that he says, oh, we all know that he's going through a difficult time right now with all the allegations, but we all know that he's innocent. I mean, if you guys could even recall back in the Clinton era saga. So back during those times, you know, Bill Clinton and Donald Trump were friends, and the allegations that were now proved to be true allegations against Bill Clinton, Donald Trump then says that, you know, Bill was the real victim in that whole Monica Lewinsky situation. I don't know. Is Hillary really not holding down the Oval Office? Was she not holding down the Oval Office? But that's besides the point. There's really anything that's ever happened as far as the supporting of women. It really doesn't seem like a good old president has the best intentions or the best wishes for the opposite sex here. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, tell me what you think about Donald Trump. Do you think that he's right about, as far as, you know, he said that, and I do quote, he said, you know, some of these allegations are true, some of them are false, but once someone pins any type of sexual crime or any kind of anti-sexist statements or anything like that, he says anytime anyone gets blamed for a crime like that, that actually ruins their life, and it ruins their life substantially to where, you know, people can't change. And in my opinion, he's slightly right, but, you know, as far as, you know, if you did the crime, you did the crime. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing stuff like that, you know, you need to stop. But in my opinion, he's kind of right. The internet has the power to destroy you within minutes, not even hours anymore. It's like within minutes, you could just be a laughing stock. You could be the most hated person in America simply because of false news. You know, if someone says something about you and it's false, depending on how popular the topic is, it'll take off. Like if they said a 3-year-old boy just now put his dad's finger in his nose, and now the dad is being charged with shoving his finger up the kid's nose, and the kid says that he did it, and the kid's 5 years old, and the story could be completely bogus, right? But it's the fact that it was popular and it caught a wave. Some of it could be true, some of it could be false. But, you know, since we wake up with drama, we don't be caring. We just want to hear the bad stuff, or not even the bad stuff. I don't know. I really think it's, as people, we really like to see, we care about the overall well-being of people, but we like to see people hurt as a form of entertainment. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But you guys already know what it is. I'm about to go ahead and play some music for you. This is Kadesh with The Plug Radio LA, and you're waking up with drama. Y'all have a beyond blessed morning. Let's keep it rocking. Sweeping back through this thing. You already know what it is. It's the Plug Radio LA. Kadesh here. So, everybody, it's Tuesday, okay? And this Tuesday, I want to have a conversation with you on the topic of what we should and should not be allowed to look at on the internet. Do you think there should be laws put up about, well, actually I was doing some research, right? Because y'all know me, I'm always doing research. So I did some research, right? And there are certain laws put up concerning the internet. And we're not talking about net neutrality. We're talking about there's the internet, there's the deep web, it's the web, then the deep web, then the dark web, and then there's another one called Morena's web or something like that. I believe it's Morena's web. It's like the name of the deepest part of the ocean. So they made that name with web, right? So the dark web, we can't go into. There is 70% of the internet we don't even get to see. Did you know that? Did you know that the things that you think you have access to, you don't really have access to like that? Now, naturally, since it is called the dark web, naturally there's things there that you're not supposed to be looking at, right? Like crazy people killing people for sport, or, you know, child pornography, or, you know, anything, you know, any kind of terrorist act. That's the dark web. But do you believe, this question came up, do you believe inside of me? This question came up inside of me. So this is a self-asked question that I'm asking you. Okay, so do you believe that some of the best medicines, food, and resources could be found on such a platform called the dark web? Because you know that pharmacies don't just necessarily hand you the cure to cancer. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily hand you, you know, the cure for hepatitis. What is it? Hepatitis A? It's one of the hepatitises that can't be cured. I don't even know if any of them can be cured. But I believe everything can be cured. Dr. Savy says that before he died. But, you know, that's a different story. But we'll talk about that probably tomorrow. But, yeah. So, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? I think that there's really a source of information that is on the web that we're not allowed to get to, because I believe, now this is just me, I believe that source of information or resources, if they were found out about, I believe that it might take some power away from our government. Say, for instance, not saying that I've been on the dark web or anything, you know, in order to get on the dark web, you gotta have a VPN scrambler and, you know, other stuff like that and all kinds of stuff. And then the FBI is going to be after you. You know, you don't need all that for you, you know, because you want to look up some stuff, you know. But there's definitely, you know, free energy experiments and products out there that people have been making around the world and across seas. Think about this. Think about this real quick. Getting that type of information that could, you know, change the world in a good way. Why would we like kind of withhold each other from that? I had got to look at a documentary that was actually buried on the internet about even one of the guys that worked at the Pentagon, one of the former not employees, but generals, whatever, from the Department of Defense, whatever, said that we had the technology to take ET back home. Now, this stuff is on the dark web. So what, I guess the question is to you is, like, do you think that we should have full access to the internet? Should we have more laws put on what we can search for on the internet? And do you feel that it even matters? I don't know. So hit me back, you know what I'm saying? Answer the question. And this is Kadesh, the Plug Radio LA. You know, get plugged, stay connected, baby.
Say what? Is your birthday? Oh, well, happy birthday. Yeah, from us here at the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and stay connected. We love you. We love all of February. We love you, Februarians. Can I say that? Februarians, we love you. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary, babies. Little Pisces babies. And is it Cancer one of them? Little Cancer Pisces babies. No, it's a Capricorn. It's Capricorn Pisces babies. We love you. We love you here from the Plug Radio LA. Stay tuned. We got the birthday song coming for you, baby. We love you.
Yo, Kadesh with the Plug Radio LA. Thanks for favoring my station. Man, thank you for the news. I like the funny way in which you infuse your humor with the news. I had to check your station out after you favored it mine, and I'm digging it. I plan on supporting your station as much as I possibly can, and I hope that you're able to do the same with mine. And thank you for digging New Love. Yo, Kadesh with the Plug Radio LA. Thanks for favoring my station. Man, thank you for the news. I like the funny way in which you infuse your humor with the news. I had to check your station out after you favorited mine, and I'm digging it. I plan on supporting your station as much as I possibly can, and I hope that you're able to do the same with mine. And thank you for digging New Love.
Real people, real stories, real people, real stories. Plug Radio on LA on YouTube. YouTube.
Hey guys, what's going on again? Hey, shout out to my nigga Tongue Table, man. That man, bro, you be doing your thing, man. With the ever, I can't do it. But the ever, I can't do it. Nah, it doesn't work out for me like that. But hey, man, I just noticed something, man. If y'all ever see, y'all supposed to be, we supposed to be tight. Supposed to be cooler than that. Y'all know, did I say that it was Tuesday in the last part? I could have sworn I said it was Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? What is today? What did I do yesterday? I be so busy, y'all. I be searching for new stories. I be doing business, movies, all kinds of stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? Business meetings, you know, here at the Plug Radio LA, everything be jumping all the time. So, you know, I don't be knowing what day it is real good. I don't. I really don't. But anyway, going back to the topic, right, about the dark web. So I'm going to give you I was thinking to myself, all right, look. Okay, so I was thinking to myself, what happens if, like, somebody got on the dark web and accidentally ordered a hitman on themselves? You know what I'm saying? They kind of put in the wrong information because, you know, overseas and stuff like that, you know, they kind of write their languages backwards. So when they read your shit, it says, hey, my name is Joe Blow, and I need you to go get Jimmy. Maybe to them, it says, this is Jimmy, go get Joe Blow. And then, you know, they come to your house. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? What do you guys think about the limits on the internet? This is a question that is bugging the hell out of me for you to answer. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm about to go ahead and give somebody a ring and see what they have to say about it. You know what I'm saying? We about to find out. Hold up just a second. Shout
shout out to Martha's Place from the Plug Radio LA. This is Kadesh on behalf of the squad. We support you like you support us. Y'all keep it tight and stop by and come check us out. And we'll be stopping by to come check y'all out. And then we'll be having a come check y'all out tag game going on. And we can make it freeze tag. And then, you know, but I don't know how we would unfreeze each other or ever know how the game would end. But still, at Martha's Place and with the Plug Radio LA, we're willing to try to make it work anyway because we're the innovators of tomorrow's radio here on Anchor. You guys keep it tight and have a beyond blessed day.
People right.
Saving kids from train. Do people get hit by trains still?
Man, I'm sure, like, I know it's a lot of places overseas that have a lot of trains and stuff going on. I watched something the other day where, like, it was a near miss. And they were trying to walk across the train tracks. And the lady barely made it on the tracks. And she kind of like rolled over. Like at the last minute. It looked like, you know, it was like, a stunt man. Like Jackie Chan, James Bond scene or something. But it seemed like.
How you almost get hit by a train though?
Because they were trying to like walk across the track. You know, like they
while
were like.
While the train was coming?
Yeah, and it's a bullet train. So you got to think about it. They call it a bullet train for a reason.
That motherfucker coming. That motherfucker coming.
You know, it's like, come on, man. It looks far away, but it's like traveling like a bullet. So, you know, just because it looks far away doesn't mean it's going to be far away for, you know, that long. And I guess they misjudged it. And I want to say they had a stroller too, you know.
What?
Yeah. So like, you know.
Knowing the train is coming.
Yeah, knowing the train is coming. So you know, instead of like, I guess going all the way around. So I guess they were just trying to take the shortcut through their town or whatever. And you know, the husband had made it. It was like a ledge, and they had to like climb on top of the ledge. So they had lifted the stroller up. To get up to while the train was coming, so they got the stroller and everything, and then the lady was just like, she was trying to climb up there afterwards, and like she didn't even get a chance to stand all the way up. She like rolled, and as soon as she like got over the ledge, the train flew past, and it was like, oh my god, like
I'd rather stick with the dark web.
Oh my goodness, man. Yeah.
But why,
it's crazy.
You know, people make decisions. And man, you know, like, because if they would have died, is that something you're sad about? Or is that just like something you just.
Yeah, because it's like, you know.
Do you get sad about that?
I understand. Like, you know? I'm like, were you going somewhere that you had important, like, that you're going to risk your life? Like, you know, you risking your life at that point with the baby. So it's just like, come on. Like, why would you do that? Maybe they was trying to escape something from the dark web or whatever, you know?
Hey, you know, you could buy a baby on the dark web.
Oh, my God. That's just.
You can buy a baby. Wow. You can buy. They not even that expensive.
See, you learn something new every day.
Look, they not, and you can give them back if they broke it.
No. It's not a return policy.
Serious. I am so serious.
No, you tripping now.
I know, it seems funny. I know, world.
You can just be like, no, we don't want this one. It has a funny toe. Wait,
no, they be like, we don't like this one's nose. We just don't like
it. Oh, my goodness.
For real.
So
I don't know if their baby comes in a box or they gotta meet up with.
Right, right. Are they swapping it out? Like, you know, that like you're getting a new model. Oh man, this is
Man,
the world is something.
You think the world's
else.
Coming? Yeah, I was about to ask you. Do you think the world's coming to an end today?
Well,
because I really think it's coming to that.
Well, it's. I don't think it. I can't say coming to an end. I would say it would reboot, you know, replenish, you know, kill all the bad stuff off. Like something is coming to where it'll be like, okay, it's just time to flush out all the bad stuff and start all over. I think the earth will still be here because the earth is living, you know. It's moving. It's spinning, you know. It's alive. It you know, creates air and trees and everything for us to breathe. You know, it's water.
I think it's tired of us, brother.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, what's crazy about that is humans are like the most worst thing to happen to the earth because we are destroying it, you know, with the littering and, you know, the pollution and stuff like that. But it's the ones that's in charge.
Hey, you guys already know what it is. This is Kadesh with the Plug Radio LA, and I am so sorry to tell you that includes, concludes, subcludes, recludes. No, I don't know. I don't know how many cludes there are, but it's over with for your boy Kadesh for today. You know, I'm going to stop by at 11 o'clock. Make sure y'all check out the Dollar Show. We got Sir Edwards Edisodes, Sir AKA Edisodes, up next with Threadheads. His segment's going down. Make sure you guys pay attention. My guy is going to be talking about our fashion and drama in fashion, as well as love, creativity, and, you know, my guy is definitely a life coach. You know, I wonder if he's charging anything. I wonder. And I wonder if he would advise me to stay off the dark web. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to him about that when he swings through. But yeah, other than that, it has been definitely real, guys. Thanks for the shout outs. Thanks for the fun times. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for telling me today wasn't Tuesday. Because y'all should have told me that. I did say in the beginning, like, Monday mornings, and then I don't know what, you know how you just, man, you know how you get, you just, and I just did it live. That's all that was, is that I did it live, and I'm not too ashamed of the fact that sometimes the great superhuman immortal Kadesh messes up. Yeah, you heard me, immortal. That means can't die, not me. I'm a vegan, so I don't even get sick. I don't even think that has anything to do with it. But I know I got to leave you guys, which is bumming me out, kind of. So I'm just kind of trying to say anything to, you know, keep you guys around. And then I get to thinking about how hungry I am. And then it makes all the more reason why I should just go ahead and let you go. Well, guys, thank you for everything. Again, happy birthday to everybody that has birthdays today. It's a happy anniversary. Congratulations on your new job. Congratulations to your kids and their success and everything that's going on. Hey, this was Kadesh, and you woke up with drama this morning. But guess what? The morning's over with. So you guys stay tuned. This is the Plug Radio LA. Real people, real stories. And where you get plugged and you stay connected. And remember this. I will always love you. I guess I might as well play the song on the way out, huh? Might as well. I love you guys. You guys stay safe.
Join. Sir A.K. Edisodes. 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 On Threadheads. Threadheads. Threat, 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 threat